Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And on this week's show, we're going to be catching up later with Mark Carruthers, as we'll be doing a little fixture preview for, fingers crossed, all of this weekend's matches in the league. And we're also going to be catching up with three managers who are all on 42 points. Marines' Neil Young, Hyde United's Nick Spooner, and Andy Welsh at Guiseley will be joining us on this week's show. But before we discuss the league, let's welcome Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, onto the show now. James, welcome back. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing? I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, welcome back to the show. And well, before we talk about the league, let's talk about the FA Trophy. We had three teams left at the fourth round stage. Let's start off with the defeats. Firstly, commiserations to Nantwich Town. What an FA Trophy run it's been. But unfortunately, Solihull Moors was just a bridge too far in the end. But a very successful campaign in the FA Trophy. And incidentally, when we discussed it with Paul Carden about when you do get back to league matters, what happens? Well, Nantwich won 1-0 midweek back in the West Division. But Nantwich can be proud of that FA Trophy run, James.
Yeah, they can do indeed. I mean, great little goal by Paddy Kay to turn out to be a consolation goal for him, obviously. But a head held high for Nantwich. But don't forget, it was seven games into the competition at this point as well, compared to two games in against the side in the National League. So for Nantwich Town, that three division gap showed a little bit too much, I think, in that situation there. But when you look at the cup money raised from that as well, I don't think Nantwich are going to be too disappointed in that overall.
No, absolutely not. Congratulations to Nantwich and commiserations at the same time. Also, commiserations to Radcliffe. Radcliffe took the lead on Saturday afternoon. Great crowd at Stainton Park, 1,400 there, taking on Barnet of the National League. And unfortunately, in the end, Barnet came from behind to take the two goals and to take the victory in the trophy. But Jono and Bernard can feel proud of their team. They put in a good effort there.
More than put the effort in that game. Radcliffe were actually on the better side for the majority of the match. About 75 minutes of the match, it was one of them. On any other afternoon, they would have been in the fifth round themselves and going down to Welling in the middle of February. So I think frustration is the best word to say there for the fans. But heads held high and again took third place in the National League all the way to the very end.
And a bit like Nantwich as well. Interesting to see how Radcliffe came out of the trophy this season. Tough game in Nottinghamshire on Tuesday night. Basford United taking the lead and Radcliffe having to get some late goals to get the 3 points in the end. But a victory back in the league, that bodes well as we head into the second half of the season now, focusing on league matters for Radcliffe.
Yeah, a little bit of a hangover from the FA Trophy game. So obviously very, very late show. Ewan Baines coming back to help seal the 3-1 win and penalty very, very late on. Something to watch for, particularly with a big fixture coming up again this weekend.
Yes, that's against Macclesfield, incidentally, which is a huge game. Fingers crossed, all the matches will be on this weekend. As I said earlier, do check social media before setting off to your game. But we will have a fixture preview with Mark Carruthers later in the show. And speaking of Macclesfield, well, that takes us to our final result from the FA Trophy last weekend. And what a result. Macclesfield 5, Dorking Wanderers 0. I mean, you can say what you want about Macclesfield and the quality of squad they've got, but two divisional gap in the end. To score 5 like that and to progress through is very, very impressive, to say the least, for Macclesfield.
Went into that game just completely dominant, played them off the park. Two division gap, if you play like that every week, never mind the fact, obviously, FA Trophy, majority of the top 6, top 7 are going to be paying attention to that result too. What a win that is for Macclesfield Town and to put themselves back on the map a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. And in February, the next game, isn't it? On the 10th of February, in the fifth round, Macclesfield will be travelling to Hampton and Richmond of the National League South. We'll cover that game off in more detail close to the time. But big congratulations to Macclesfield there for that fantastic result on Saturday in the FA Trophy. And just a reminder, next game for Macclesfield will be at home to Radcliffe on Saturday. But to the league results now from Saturday afternoon, just gone. And, well, let's start off with the team currently sitting second in the league table. That's Warrington Rylands, a 1-0 victory over Whitby Town. With Radcliffe not playing, that sees Warrington Rylands go to within 6 points of the league leaders, but also opens up a 6-point gap to the rest of the division as well. So a good afternoon for Rylands.
Yeah, I mean, this was against a Whitby Town team that was on form until last weekend, obviously, with that defeat to Worksop Town. So a nice little team build-up to get the goal. And obviously, the 6-point gap there, just gives them that little bit of breathing space against the fight that's happening underneath them for the playoff spots. And Ryland's doing what they've been doing all season long.
Yep, and they've done it with 40 goals scored and 1-0 wins leagues and all that. Very good result on Saturday. And mention the goals scored tally, should mention the goals against tally, 24, which is very, very favourable compared to... It says the best in the league, yeah. You mentioned that room they've got and how important that is. That takes us to our first interview, actually, because we're going to be catching up with Neil Young now, the manager at Marine. On Saturday afternoon, a 4-0 victory over Stafford Rangers for Marine, while on Monday, Marine beat Bradford Park Avenue at the Horsfall Stadium by 3-1. So 6 points for Marine, sees them back up to third position on 42 points, James. Just what they needed this. They've had a bit of an up-and-down spell, Marine. Back to winning ways there with 6 points.
Yeah, they were winless in four until this weekend, but obviously bringing Bobby Grant in, back in the league as a striker this time rather than a manager. From them sides down the bottom end have been banana skins for the sides in the top eight, top nine. But just doing what they need to do, up to third, just get themselves settled. And again, you look at that games in hand and everything like that, works in their favour a little bit too.
Yeah, a good week for Marine. And let's hear now from the Marine manager. And on Thursday, I caught up with Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And, well, a very good week. Up to third in the league table, 7 goals scored and victories over Stafford Rangers and Bradford Park Avenue. How's it going at Marine at the moment?
Yeah, it's going okay, Ben. You know, lads are working really hard. There's lots of injuries, if I'm honest, and most of them long term. So it's been a challenge. You know, we've got to keep going. As you say, we've won 9 games in between. We won a Liverpool Senior Cup game against Widnes. So, yeah, it's had some good results. We've just got to keep going, as I say, integrate the new lads that we've managed to bring in. But also, you know, we still need to add to the squad because we are, you know, we are short of numbers at the moment.
I mean, how important was it these past couple of games after, you know, it's been a bit of an up-and-down spell for Marine, but this is more like it looks like now.
Yeah, we've been crying out for another forward. Obviously, Sol Solomon's been missing now for a long period of time. He's obviously our leading goal scorer. Finlay Sinclair Smith was also missing. He's now come back and hit a little bit of form. So, yeah, it's not been easy. Anyone will tell you, you know, you need goals. And we haven't been doing that. And we had two performances against Hyde and Basford, which were simply not good enough. But as I say, the last three games, we've been much more like ourselves. But we do need to add, you know, a couple of players to give us a bit better squad depth because we don't currently have that. Although, at the moment, we're down to one game a week now, I think, for a couple of weeks. So, you know, that will definitely assist us.
And speaking of acquisitions and goal scoring, we'd be remiss of me not to mention Bobby Grant. 2 goals in 2 matches, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah, it brings everything that we've needed and we've been looking for in terms of that experienced player at the top of the pitch who's going to get hold of the ball, you know, and occupy the 2 centre-backs. We haven't done that. You know, we've had our lads are more technical, smaller players where Bobby, you know, doesn't mind going and mixing it if he's got to. But likewise, you know, he's very good technically as well, as his career says. And as you say, he's got us 2 goals in 2 games, which, you know, when you bring a new player into the club, that always helps as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And with regards to, you know, what those two victories does, obviously, like we said, up to third now in the league table. It's been very, very close. You've been involved in this pack of teams over the festive period, and there's been, what, just a couple of points between you all, going all the way down to ninth place. I mean, how important is this next set of games to... Because it is starting to stretch out a little bit. How important is it to be at the forefront of this?
Yeah, it's a tough league. You know, I think you can see with the results, there's no easy games. You know, even in the games where teams have won it, you've been close. Decision this way or that way, or a mistake, you know, can change games. As you say, I've been in this league for a long time and with different clubs, and I know how difficult it is, but we've just got to make sure that, you know, look at the next game, see who it is. It's Bamber Bridge away, very tough. And we've just got to look at that one in isolation. It's no good looking any further ahead. And I'm sure all managers who are, as you say, in them top 10, 11 places, I mean, probably even further, to be honest. And they know if we can get a decent run together, everyone's going to beat each other. So there's a chance of the playoffs.
And that's the tricky thing, isn't it? Because you've obviously got Bamber Bridge this weekend, away at Iron Gate, never an easy place to go to. Then you've got Worksop, you've got FC away coming up at the end of the month as well. I mean, how tricky is it missing your top goal scorer, like you say, juggling the squad as, you know, halfway through a very hectic season with cup runs and that kind of thing thrown into the mix as well? How are you juggling things heading into the second half of the season?
Hopefully using my experience, mate, to try and, you know, improve us as a squad. That's the key thing. You know, as you say, we've lost our top goal scorer for a period of time, although he's nearly back now. But it's no good moaning about it. Nothing you can do moaning. You've got to try and do something about it. That's what we are doing. As you say, bringing Bobby in, we're hoping to add to that over the next week in terms of maybe two, three, maybe even four new faces into the club to try and push us forward. And that's, you know, that's how we work. As I say, it's been a tough season in terms of injuries. We've a lot of long-termers. We lost Jordan Lussey last weekend with a dislocated ankle. He's out for the rest of the season. We've got Charlie Doyle out for the rest of the season. Jack Dunn with an ACL. Lewis Earle, double fracture of his arm. So, you know, we've got a lot of injuries, long-term injuries, which aren't going to be any quick fixes. So, it's no good me moping around. I've got to do something about it. And, you know, that's what we'll continue to try and do.
And how important is it to have, because obviously you've got a talent like Finlay Sinclair Smith, you know, a relative youngster. Then you've got experienced players who've been there, done that, like Bobby Grant, like Doyle, for example. How important is it to have a mix like that? Because it's very noticeable that, you know, these two games you've just had against Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford, they really needed the points. You could have easily slipped up. How important is it to have that level of experience in the dressing room as we head into this next part of the season?
I think it is. I think it's well noted that we're a very young side. You know, we've signed Bobby now, but before that we had, you know, Josh Wardle and Chris Doyle in terms of experience from an age perspective. And the rest was all under 23 in the main. So it's good to be able to add experience, but also to add quality. Walters coming in has been a big lift for us. Sass coming in, done really well for us. And I'm hoping with our next few signings as well, it'll push us on.
To the immediate though, Bamber Bridge this weekend, you've already touched upon it briefly, but what's your expectations of this weekend? Obviously, for supporters of Marine and Bamber Bridge, do check social media before setting off to your game, but fingers crossed it'll all thawed out by then. But it will be a tough game, this one, against Jamie Milligan's side.
Yeah, Jamie's, you know, I can't credit him enough the way his team plays and what they've done over the last few years in terms of performances, games and you know, league position last year. Always tough games, always know what you're coming up against, a team that's got a lot of quality, like to play a certain way, which is great on the eye. And it's a tough game, particularly away from home, but I always enjoy going to Bamber Bridge. It's probably one of the grounds that, with the various clubs I've been at, that I've been to probably as much as anywhere else. Good club, good people, and I'm looking forward to it. But as you say, you know, the weather might beat us all, unfortunately, because it's very cold up here, and I'm sure, you know, Bamber Bridge, from what I'm seeing in the forecasts anyway, is really cold.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed anyway. But just a closing thought, Neil, because obviously you've already touched upon the Liverpool Cup as well. You've got Everton in the next round in February. Blimey. Crowds wise, still going in four figures, definitely heading in the right direction. So you're going to have a big crowd there for the Worksop game next week. Certainly a big crowd, I'm imagining, against Everton. And then the running. How much are you looking forward to all these occasions in the second half of the season and what's possible at the club?
That's why we're in the game, isn't it? To play in these big games. You know, as you said, we've got Everton coming up. We played last year, had a great crowd on. It's in the school holidays. So, you know, we expect a big crowd on that. Worksop, for me, I've got one of the best squads in the league. Definitely in the top two or three squads in the league alongside Mack and Radcliffe. So we know how tough test that is and how tough it was when we went there. But that's why we're in the game, isn't it? You know, these tough assignments, week in, week out, different options. What is much different now in non-league football, particularly, you know, this level and probably above, is the managers are now very tactical, very technical now. Mm. So every game's different and every game brings a different challenge and you've got to be prepared for that. And that's what we'll try and do, and no more so than against Millie on Saturday. And then we take it into a massive game against Worksop at home next Saturday.
Yeah, it feels like every manager in this league has got their own VO camera login, haven't they? And they just spend all week watching matches. That seems to be the pattern in this league at the moment. But Neil Young, manager of Marine, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the coming matches, especially that game against Everton in the County Cup. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
Marine manager Neil Young there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So this weekend, Marine back in action as they travel to Bamber Bridge. And as we mentioned earlier, full fixture preview with Mark Carruthers later. But let's go to the team in fourth position now, James. That's Hyde United. And Hyde Well, they've had a very good week as well, haven't they? A 4-0 victory over Lancaster City, and that's a follow-on from that fantastic result away at Marine in that 4-1 win a couple of Saturdays ago. And Hyde United, they've hit form, haven't they? In a big way.
Fantastic win there for Hyde United straight away. We all know Lancaster's a very difficult place to go. Come away with a 4-goal win, making advantage of some of the other results and keeping the form they've been up to the last couple of weeks. 9 games unbeaten.
And James, just to point out the teams they've been playing, because obviously in the lead up to the interview with Nick Spooner, which you'll hear in a minute, I went back through the results and I was amazed actually at who they've played and who they've managed to stay unbeaten against, because it's been quite a difficult December, hasn't it? I mean, they had a game against Bamber Bridge, who were during an unbeaten run themselves, Guiseley away, Radcliffe at home, and Macclesfield away, Ashton, Marine. It's been an unbelievable, tricky run of games. And to come out of that with unbeaten, as well as with wins, is quite impressive.
I think realistically, it puts Radcliffe and Wanton Islands on a little bit of notice at the same time. So if you look at the run towards the end of the season, the next set of games they've got against them sides are towards the end of March, April. So no disrespect to the teams in the middle. And obviously got Whitby Town away on the 24th of February.
What you're talking about is that run of games at the back end of March where they've got Rylands, Worksop and Macclesfield. Let's throw in FC United as well, because that's a derby and anything can happen in a derby. Yeah, an interesting run of games coming up for Hyde at the back end of March. But as all managers will tell you, James, one game at a time. Nick Spooner's not interested in those games. He's interested only in Bradford Park Avenue at home this weekend. And let's hear now from the Hyde United manager. And on Thursday, I caught up with Nick Spooner. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us and Happy New Year to you. And, well, it's going very, very well. 8 goals in 2 matches, the latest being a 4-0 win over Lancaster City. Good start to 2024.
Yeah, very good start, mate. Happy New Year, Ben, by the way. Yeah, we've had some tough fixtures, some really, really tough fixtures. And like you say, the last two have been great results, you know, on the road. 4 goals in each game. So, yeah, more than happy.
Yeah, and when you look at the teams you've faced, if we could go back, you know, all the way to the start of December, you know, Bamber Bridge, you've got Guiseley away, Radcliffe, Macclesfield, Ashton United, Marine, Lancaster, who you beat on Saturday, they've been in great form. To not suffer a defeat in all of that, that's pretty remarkable, I'm going to say.
It was, mate, because obviously we had a talk early in the season. We had a really, really tough start, and we knew we had to improve on these, you know, the start, the repeat fixtures. And yeah, it started, you know, Bamber Bridge did very well. It caused loads of problems, and we got the last minute penalty. And we seemed to have bounced on from there. You know, we was unlucky at Guiseley away. And then obviously we've had the great result against Radcliffe and a real tough game at Mac where we come away with a point. And then disappointed, we've conceded last minute from winning position against Ashton. And then obviously you look at the two places we've just been, and you know, I think their home record's tremendous. You know, the two really, really tough places to go. Marine's a tight pitch, they work hard for each other, and like Lancaster, not many teams go up there. You know, I've not had a result against them since I've took the role, so Saturday was really, really pleasing.
And it must be pleasing as well that I think we've spoken in the past this at the start of the season just about where the goals are coming from. But like we said, 8 goals in 2 matches. But you must be pleased as well that the goals seem to be being shared around a lot. I mean, if you look at the goal scorers from Saturday's win, you know, Harry Bunn is a consistent goal scorer in this latest part of the season. Lewis Alessandra, Jack Redshaw, you've got goals in this team now.
Yeah, I think that's what we had to do last year. You know, we're depending on Jack a lot for his goals. So this year, you know, we spread him around. Bunny's up there now, Lewis, and obviously Fernley, when he's fit. Fernley's got a good tally. So, yeah, it's pleasing. It really is pleasing because we said, especially the last two games, have been critical of our forwards. Maybe take too many chances to score goals, but they've been ruthless the last two games. You know, I think if I look at it, really, it's been about 10 chances on goal and we've scored 8 goals. So, yeah, really good. And like you say, everyone else chipping in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you've had this spell where, like we've said in this interview, you know, really tough games. You come out of the other end of it and you're fourth in the league table. You're well involved, but it is still awfully close with all these teams around this playoff line at the moment. I mean, how do you see things at Hyde United as we enter this second half of the season now?
I think we're where we want to be. Maybe a bit closer to the top two would have been nice. You know, obviously what's happened to Mars is disappointing for some of us. You know, what's happened to happen, but we was on the end of it of losing points. So it's really tight up there, but we said it was important, you know, over the Christmas period to stay in that pack, because I can now see maybe the top 8 might be just drifting away, and it happened again last year, you know, and I think you've just got to stay in that where you're fighting and clinging on. Every manager says it's no easy games, but if you look at it, the top six seems to be playing each other every week, and we've just had four out of the top six. So hopefully, you know, we can just keep chipping away, keep the good run going. And again, you look at the fixtures, but there's no easy games. You know, we would have thought Bradford go to Mac and get a result. So we're just taking it one game at a time, and, you know, hopefully, like you say, you can keep the run going.
Yeah, and when you look at the teams around you in the playoff positions at the moment, you've got the added advantage as well of being a bit more battle-hardened, I'm going to suggest, with what happened last year. I mean, that when obviously you can look back upon it now, you know, 8 or so months later, but that level of experience is going to come in handy, I'm going to suggest, in this final 4 months of the season.
Yeah, that's why I recruited in the summer. You know, I felt like last year, you know, we overachieved. Everyone knows we overachieved, but I think we got in a position where people was worried. You know, people that experienced promotions, people that experienced playoffs. And that's where, you know, this year I look at the likes of bringing Lewis in, bringing Bunny in, some experience in the dressing room to know what it's all about. And obviously I've kept the majority of the squad from last year who have seen what they've got to, they had worked to achieve the playoffs, but also they've suffered the disappointment. So hopefully they've got a point to prove as well.
And that then takes us to this weekend's match. Obviously, because it's Hyde United with the 4G pitch, looking outside, it's still very, very cold. But fingers crossed, this game will be on. Tough game, though, against Bradford Park Avenue. Next week, you've got this game away at Morpeth Town as well. So even though you've played, you know, that majority of the top six in recent weeks, it doesn't get any easier outside of the top six.
No, not at all. Everyone's fighting for it now, you know, and everyone's got the realism. Obviously, Bradford have lost points, so they'll be hurting. I've looked at their results. You know, they seem to be scoring first in a few games. And not holding on, but like you said, they had the tremendous result at Macclesfield. So everyone's dangerous, and then got to go to Morpeth. And, you know, you can talk about Green, you can talk about the Lancasters. Not many people like going up to Morpeth. So, yeah, you can look at the league table and say, oh, yeah, you know, Hyde have got like a nice run now. It just doesn't happen like that. We've got to be on the ball. We know we've got to be on the ball. Bradford will come at us. You know, they would have had us watch it, know what to expect from us. We know what to expect from them, and hopefully we can be positive. But like you say, the pitch, we couldn't actually train on Tuesday evening, covered in snow. On Tuesday, our side of Manchester's had a right freeze. I think it was -6 last night. So hopefully we can get on it tonight and do some training. And the fours, what I think's due into it over the next couple of days. And hopefully, yeah, the game goes ahead Saturday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And just a little mention as well for the Cheshire Cup, because you're in the quarterfinals of that at the end of the month, for taking on Altrincham. Obviously, I think the league's the priority. But, you know, when you've got Altrincham coming to Ewan Fields, just building upon those great attendances you've had recently as well against the likes of Radcliffe and Ashton United, hopefully it'll be another good occasion at Ewan Fields.
Yeah, it will be a tough game. Obviously, you know, they've reversed the fixture to our place to try and, you know, guarantee it's on. Hopefully they bring a crowd. Yeah, it'll be a good test because, you know, they're flying. Phil's doing a great job there. They're a good football inside. But like you say, it's always nice to have the cup as a back burner, and the league's important. But let's go for them both this year and, you know, hopefully give a good account of ourselves against Altrincham.
No, good stuff. And last question, Nick, just about this second half of the season. I mean, Bradford Park Avenue this weekend, how much are you looking forward to this game, but also how much are you looking forward to this second half of the season and building upon what's been a good first half?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I put it into four sectors this season. You know, we started really slow. We had a really good second sector. You know, the first was a repeat of the third, and we've improved on our points tally. So now if we go into this fourth sector now, hopefully we can beat, you know, the second, get the positive results, and keep chipping away. And hopefully this year, you know, go one better and reach some playoffs. Because last year, if you look at the amount of time we've been in the top six and then not to make it last year, was really, really disappointing. So hopefully the boys will push on and we'll get that one much better.
Well, Nick Spooner, manager of Hyde United, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Happy New Year once again to everyone at Hyde United. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Hyde United manager Nick Spooner there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, while that interview was playing out, I looked on Twitter and Hyde United are reporting that Nick Spooner will be on Radio Manchester this evening as we record this on Thursday to talk about the recent good run. So well, there you go. If Radio Manchester's picked up upon it, it must be news. That's good.
It is indeed. It's not talking to Berkey anymore, so...
No, that's true. Oh, when Berkey was there, Hyde won every week, weren't they? Literally.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's go to our next interview now. That takes us to Geisley, who are also on 42 points, like Hyde United, and like Marine. Guiseley on Saturday, an impressive result this one, a 2-0 victory over Bamba Bridge. That's getting back to winning ways after that defeat to Gainsborough Trinity a couple of Saturdays ago. Guiseley in the player positions.
Yeah, and got back to winning ways. And you're looking at the next couple of fixtures there for Guiseley. They're starting to come into that patch where they're playing the teams around the top seven, top eight. They've got, after having colleagues this weekend, at Macclesfield, Ratcliffe, Ashton. So if they can get that sort of form that's hard have done, I think this is where they'll start looking at potentially cementing places in the playoff situations. Again, we've got a long way to go. And guys that come towards the end of the season are playing the majority of the playoff sides too.
Yeah, well, they've got Atherton Coles this weekend. Then they've got Macclesfield at the end of the month. Then they've got Ratcliffe away the following Saturday after that. That's tough. They've got the West Riding's Cup quarter-final as well, against Dorset United. They've got Ashton United coming up in March. They've got Worksop, Ratcliffe, Marine. And they're finishing up in April with Warrington Rylands, Matlock away, FC at home. They finish things off with Workington away. So some tough afternoons to come for Guiseley, but currently sitting in the playoff positions, in a very good position to say the least. Let's hear from the Guiseley manager now, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Andy Welsh. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us, and first is first, big congratulations for that victory on Saturday, starting 2024 in a good position in the playoffs, and a good 3 points there against Bamber Bridge. How's it going at Guiseley?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, you know, like I said to you when I first took over, Ben, it's a tough league, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of teams that are vying for the playoffs, and obviously, you know, we know Ratcliffe who are running away with it, so everyone's kind of filing in behind them to try and get in the playoffs. So to just be in there in the mix, obviously since we took over, has been on a consistent run, really. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. Players are enjoying it, and we just want to try and get a bit more consistency and momentum, but obviously with the games being called off and that, it does become difficult. So, but overall, you know, we know we've got a lot more to come, but we're also mindful of how tough the division is as well.
Yeah, so and when it comes to, you know, that level of consistency, like you touched upon there, I mean, the sporadic nature of the fixtures. I mean, when you look at the form guide, apart from the Gainsborough result in early January, form-wise, it's been pretty good going back to the Macclesfield defeat in November. The problem is that you've had a little spells where you've not been playing. So how tricky has that been to keep that momentum going even when you're not playing?
Last night was difficult. I don't know whether or not anybody trained last night. We couldn't train because our pitches were frozen. So we ended up in the gym, at a local boxing gym. You know, bit different, bit of team bonding. But, you know, we travelled up to Whitby on Tuesday and we get there and, you know, the pitch is frozen. So that was an absolute nightmare for us. So we know we've still got to go back up there as well. So it is tough to manage, but it's non-league and these things happen. They happen in the Football League. But, you know, inevitably, it is always about getting points on board, and you'd rather be playing and trying to get points on board than waiting to get points on board. That's a big part for us. You know, you look at the ones that I think we've got a game in hand over Warrington and Hyde, and you know, we can move up the table again. But they've already got the points ahead of us, so it's all ifs and buts. You'd rather playing the games, if you like.
But how pleased are you with the squad, the way they've acted? Because, you know, you've played some tough opponents, you know, opponents who've been very tricky, like Hyde United, for example, obviously, but Basford and Ilkeston, you know, picking up good results there against those tricky opponents.
Yeah, the squad, you know, it's in a good place. We do want to still add another one. Hopefully, we can get that sorted in the next week or so. We've got some players out on loan that need game time. So if we need them, they're ready to go. And yeah, like you said, it's against some tricky opponents. When we went away to Basford, people, because of where they are in the division, think that might be an easy game. But they're not a bad side, mate. And I think we won 1-0 on the day, but it was a really tough game. And obviously, you see Ratcliffe the other night, took them to the 90th minute and the 94th to get the win there. But that's obviously what winners do. And obviously, with Bernard and Jono there, they've got that team mentality. Wherever they go, they can do that. But for us, we're not quite at that level at the minute. So those results against your Basefords and your Ilkestons away, you really you know, they mean even more to us where we're currently at in the division.
Yeah, and we see that with the Gainsborough defeat, don't we? Because that's another tricky opponent right there. But you do bounce back against Bamber Bridge. And just to say about tough opponents, because Bamber Bridge are in mid-table at the minute, but that's their first defeat in ages. So that's even more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, obviously speaking with Millie after the game at the weekend as well, they were honestly one of the best footballing sides we've kind of met all year since we've been here. Anyway, you know, that's a team that were in the playoffs last year, playoff final as well. You know, I know they might be missing a few players or players might have moved on, but they still try and play really good football and they can hurt you at times as well. So, you know, we knew that the run that they were kind of on and at some point, it was going to give for them, and thankfully enough, it did at the weekend with us.
And just touching upon, you know, performances and that kind of thing, and just to single out a couple of players, it is noticeable that Reece Kendall's been scoring a few goals of late as well. Just generally, I mean, how's the squad looking as you head towards this second half of the season? Like you say, you're looking to strengthen it a little bit, but at the moment it's looking pretty decent.
Yeah, obviously we've brought a couple of players in. We've not brought in too many faces, and it was always going to be about us giving the players a bit of belief in themselves, because there's some real good experience in there as well. And obviously you mentioned Reece Kendall there. You know, I think he's scored 4 or 5 since we've come in. And you've got Prince Ekpolo as well, who hasn't scored in years, but he's now scored 4 or 5 for us, which is, you know, great as well. So I think when you're trying to push up the table, you can't always just focus on the strikers or the wide players, or, you know, you need it from everywhere. And that's been important for us because, you know, like Cerise scoring against BPA, a great goal, and then scoring again last week. And then Aidan Walker is centre-half and centre midfielders dropping in with goals as well. It's important to come from everywhere. So, you know, I think the squad's in a good place, but we do know that we've just got to keep being consistent as well.
Yeah, and that takes us to the next game. And, well, I don't know if anyone's ever said this on the show, but there's no easy games in this league. Atherton Coles away strikes me as one of those games which, you know, on paper, you look at the league table, if you were in the south of England and not aware of this division, you go, well, guys would win that, but we know better, don't we?
Absolutely, and you know, Atherton, it's not, regardless of where they are in the division, the pitch, it's a game where you've got to go and play the pitch. You've got to be ready to defend going uphill and defend going downhill. That's the way it is at Atherton, and they'll be fighting for their lives as well. And it's that time of year now, whoever you're facing, certainly if you actually do look at the league, it's so wide open, kind of outside where Radcliffe are, I believe, to get in playoffs, to get in the top half, to being in the bottom half, being in the relegation. So Atherton will be wanting to get a run going, and as will everybody, to try and get up the league as well. So, yeah, without a doubt, we've got to be mindful of that and just make sure that we're willing to do what is required on the day.
And just looking a bit further ahead, obviously, I know managers take one game at a time, and like you say, Atherton Coles is a seismic game and will be very much the main priority. But looking ahead, you've got Macclesfield at the end of the month, followed by Radcliffe away. Then you've got the quarterfinals of the West Riders Cup against Ossett United, a club you know very well, and obviously Ashton United. And then in March, managers like to put these games into blocks. I think you can. Worksop, Radcliffe and Marine back-to-back. So focusing on consistency, these games here, I mean, they are going to be challenging, but that's what you're in it for, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly that. And you've got to look at, you know, like you said, the cliche, each game as it comes, is, you know, there's no point looking at Radcliffe in March when we've got Radcliffe in February. the main objective is, and you know what, it's not about, once you've played a game, if you've won it, you know, don't be thinking you're there. But I also think at this level, because the game's coming thick and fast, if you don't get the result that you want, whether it's a loss or a draw, it's all about that next game again, Ben. Do you know what I mean? You've just got to react to that next game and win the next game. And then the previous result doesn't matter, whether it was a win, loss or a draw anyway, because it's always about that next one that's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Andy, just about what's coming up. I mean, like we said, you're in the West Riding's Cup quarterfinals, fifth in the league, very much involved in this playoff race. Some exciting games coming up. How much are you enjoying it, being the gaffer at Nevermore? And how much are you looking forward to this second half of the season and what's possible?
No, you know, this is, for me, what what I call goal time. It's exciting, and you know, it's about using experience as a manager, but also the experiences of the player, and hopefully building the fan base even bigger as well, and giving them some good times to look forward to. So, like you say, the quarterfinals, fighting for playoffs. We've got some great games coming up at home as well. Like you say, with Macclesfield, you know, Radcliffe doing well, Worksop, people like that. These are all great games to be involved in, and ones to, you know, if you're not looking forward to it, you're in the wrong industry.
Absolutely. Well, Andy Welsh, manager, guys, a big happy new year to you and everyone at the club. Big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Best luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
Guys, the manager Andy Welsh there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Guiseley travelling to Atherton Coles on Saturday, and we'll be covering off that fixture as well as all the fixtures this weekend in the Northern Premier League with Mark Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England, shortly. But James, back to the league table and back to last weekend's results in the league. And let's go just outside the playoffs now to Worksop Town. Ilkeston Town defeating Worksop by 2-1 on Saturday, James. That's an impressive result for Ilkeston Town, who have now made it back-to-back wins in the league after going a few games without a win. They can't stop winning all of a sudden, Ilkeston.
Yeah, I mean, regards to Ilkeston Town, if you're going to lose 6 points from, obviously, the regulation of Manchester United, get them 6 points are back straight away, and they're not a million miles off the playoffs. Obviously, they got to that little bit of a race a few weeks ago, get the wins back on there. But Jim Walker scoring again, potentially someone to break back into the top nine in the next few weeks if they can continue this form.
Yeah, 9 points from the playoffs at the moment, Ilkeston Town. Worksop, with that defeat, have dropped out of the playoffs, but they are just 1 point outside the playoffs, and they do have a very favourable goal difference as well, we have to say. Macclesfield, they're also on 41 points, 1 point outside the playoffs. Whitby Town, they're 4 points outside the playoffs, but do have a game in hand. Ashton United, they're in ninth position and are 5 points outside the playoffs, but they too have a game in hand on the teams above them, barring Whitby Town. Then Lancaster City. Lancaster City are now 6 points outside the playoffs. And as we recorded the show last week, we didn't know Chris Wilcock had been appointed the manager. That news broke as the show was going out last week. But Lancaster City, with Chris Wilcock in charge now, 6 points outside the playoffs. We've already covered off Marine's victory over Stafford Rangers. Let's stay with the teams in the relegation places, because it wasn't a good afternoon for those teams. Atherton Coles were beaten by Matlock Town by 3-1. But Atherton Coles did take the lead. They did go down to 10 men in that game with Lewis Thompson going off just before half-time, which might have tipped the balance in favour of Matlock Town. But Atherton Coles, a defeat there. A crucial win for Matlock, though, that takes them up to 31 points.
Yeah, Matlock on the other side, who lost 6 points from the null and void in last week as well. But for Atherton Coles, we've seen them little flickers coming from them in the last couple of weeks. It's not all doom and gloom there just yet, but they need to start getting a few wins under their belts.
And there was also a defeat for Bradford Park Avenue as well. They took on FC United on Saturday. Bradford Park Avenue losing by 4-2. So cracking goals in this game as well, I have to say. Jordan Preston, Bradford Park Avenue's second goal, was really well worked. FC United themselves also now up to 31 points. And that's the bottom three now. Stafford Rangers, 5 points behind Basford. Atherton Coles, 2 points behind Stafford. And Bradford Park Avenue, 3 points behind Stafford. And one last result from Saturday, and that's a win for Morpeth Town, a 2-0 victory at Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity staying on 29 points, 12 points clear of the relegation places. Gainsborough also have a game in hand, incidentally, over Stafford Rangers. They've also got a game in hand over Basford United, who are 7 points beneath them in the league table. But for Morpeth, that sees them up to 34 points, 8 points from that playoff line. Morpeth this weekend, they take on Ashton United at home. That's a good result heading into that crucial game there, which could see Morpeth propel themselves back into playoff contention. But we'll cover those fixtures off shortly. But just before we hear from Mark, just a quick plug for the social media channels. As we record this on Thursday, we've no idea about the conditions on Saturday and how the weather has been over Friday and into Saturday. So fingers crossed. But James, social media channels for supporters to keep across what's going on with their fixtures on Saturday.
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, Threads, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely week and we'll catch up again next week.
So thank you, Ben.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And it's a big happy new year to our man in the northeast of England. It's football, right? It's a big welcome back to the show to Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. Happy new year. How's things?
Happy new year, everyone. All good up here. Freezing, but all good.
Freezing everywhere. And obviously, we're pre-recording the podcast, as we do every week. And every week, I always say the same things about this time of year. Do check social media channels before setting off to your game on Saturday. It has been very, very cold. Hopefully, though, temperatures will be going up in the next couple of days or so in bits of the North England, but we wait and see. There are some matches, though, this weekend, which hopefully will survive the weather regardless, because we're talking about a couple of matches which are on 4G surfaces. And that takes us to our first game, and this is the seismic game. Macclesfield taking on Radcliffe. We wondered how Radcliffe would react to getting knocked out of the FA Trophy. Very positive reaction, to say the least. 6 points clear up at the top of the table and a 13-point gap between these two teams. It's a big game for Macclesfield, this one, isn't it, to try and close that gap if they can?
It really is. And you're thinking from Macclesfield's point of view, if they are going to try and rein in the teams above them, they have to get something here. I think it's been a while since we've had a game this big in the division. Should be a huge crowd there. But obviously, when you look internally, I mean, Macclesfield have been boosted, haven't they, with the news that four of the players have just committed to the club and signed new deals. So that's a big plus for them. But yeah, I think their need to win the game is possibly greater than Radcliffe's, as much as Radcliffe will want to extend the lead at the top of the table. You mentioned the FA Trophy defeat there, and obviously it's kind of heartbreaking the way that it happened with taking the lead against a very good Barnet side. But I always think when a club goes out of a competition to another club from a higher level, there's ways and means of going out, and Radcliffe have kind of done it the right way by putting in a good performance and really pushing what is one of the strongest teams in the National League all of the way. But to bounce back from that, 72 hours later, and getting that win, coming from behind against Beresford in the circumstances that they did with the two late goals, or I guess three late goals, if you say, in the last 10 minutes, just shows what they're all about. And when you look through that Radcliffe side and you look at the management team, they're full of experience, they're full of know-how, and you genuinely wouldn't rule them out going to Macclesfield and getting something.
Yeah, and the thing is, obviously you mentioned the Barnet game. I've already spoke to James about it, but to beat Dorking 5-0, I know Dorking haven't had the best of seasons, but there's still two divisions up, and what a performance from Macclesfield. And I suppose the biggest compliment I can give Macclesfield is I don't think anyone in MPL circles are surprised. They might be surprised by the scoreline, but certainly not the fact they've gone through. It was quite a performance for them in the trophy last weekend.
Oh, unbelievable. The acquisitions that they made recently, obviously, Tunde Awolabi going in there is an unbelievable signing. You know exactly what he could do at this level and a level higher. So it'll be interesting to see how his time pans out at Macclesfield. But yeah, I mean, Dorking, I've seen them a couple of times this season. They aren't the greatest side in the National League, but you look at the quality they've got on that side. England C internationals and lads that have played Football League and won trophies in non-league and in the Football League. And it's an unbelievable result in front of another good crowd. It really does just set up Saturday's game against Radcliffe perfectly.
Yeah, pretty much guaranteed. It's going to be a huge crowd there at the Moss Rose. Macclesfield taking on Radcliffe this weekend in the Northern Premier League. Premier Division watching on with a tough game themselves will be Warrington Rylands, 6 points behind Radcliffe. But there's a chance that Radcliffe might be dropping points this weekend. So Warrington Rylands will be looking to gain maximum points. There's easier places to do it, though. They're off to Borough Park to take on Workington this weekend.
They are, and I always say, and this is a horrible, horrible cliche, and I apologise profusely, but Borough Park is one of those places I think opposition teams just hate to go. It's generally, for the vast majority of teams in the league, it's a bit of a trek. It's a difficult surface. The home crowd are always hostile is probably not the right word. I think that's
boisterous. Boisterous,
great word. There you go. Perfect. Yeah, boisterous, get behind their side. And yeah, it'll be a really tough one. I've been impressed with working when I've seen them a couple of times this season. I think they've only lost, is it 2 out of 12 at home? They're another side. I think their league position doesn't necessarily represent the true quality. I think there's a lot of quality in that side. Got a couple of good home games coming up, so they'll want to take advantage of that. And that all means it's going to be a really tough test for Rylands.
Yeah, and let's talk about Marine now. Marine, after a shaky New Year period, I've bounced back with two wins against Stafford Rangers and Bradford Park Avenue, getting the show very much back on the road, sitting in third position now, 6 points behind Warrington Rylands, just a point inside the playoffs. Marine this weekend taking on Bamber Bridge at Irongate. And Bamber Bridge, up until the Geisley result, were actually doing pretty well, weren't they? So it's a tough game, this one, for Marine, taking on Bamber Bridge in Lancashire.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, I think when you look at the last couple of years, Bamber Bridge have really impressed. I think the recruitment there has been excellent on the whole. They haven't quite hit those levels. But again, another team with a strong home record. I think Marine were one of my tips for the playoffs, and I might even say as an outsider for the title this season. They are in third at the moment, and I think they'll build on what has been a good week for them. You may well say that they could, you know, the Stafford and Bradford Park Avenue games, they were expected to win them, but to win them in the manner that they did just shows the quality that's in that squad. I really like Finlay Sinclair Smith. I think he's, for me, one of the best players in the league. Really exciting. And he's going to be huge for them throughout the second half of the season. I did miss seeing him when they played Morpeth last month because I think he was injured or just coming back from injury. But yeah, I think he'll be monumental for them throughout the second half of the season.
And let's temporarily just flip the table upside down and just talk about the teams in the relegation places, because we've got Stafford Rangers, Atherton Coles, Bradford Park Avenue, all suffering defeats last weekend. So there's a 5-point gap now between Basford United in 18th and the other side of that relegation line to Stafford Rangers in 19th. And this weekend, it doesn't get any easier for the teams in the relegation places because they all take on teams in and around that playoff line. Starting off with Bradford Park Avenue, they're travelling to Hyde United this weekend. Atherton Coles, they're hosting Geisler. Stafford Rangers, they're taking on Worksop Town. Tough, tough weekend. But it's a tough, tough weekend for those playoff teams as well. Starting off with that game for Hyde United against Bradford Park Avenue. I think Bradford Park Avenue, as I saw them last week, with Danny Whittaker in charge, they're starting to change the way they play slightly. You never know, this might be the weekend.
Yeah, it might well be. I mean, it's one of them where, 8 points adrift of Basford at the moment. Yes, they've got a game in hand. But with every passing week, if you don't take maximum points, that pressure to get a win, to really get some momentum going, just increases. Yes, there have been some improvements, but there haven't necessarily been wins to go with it. So it's a real uphill battle for them now. And I just think, yeah, this game, it'll just be a step too far again.
And Hyde United, obviously, they're on the same number of points as Marine, also on the same number of points as Geisler. There's 4 points separating third down to eighth place Whitby Town at the minute, and Ashton and Lancaster aren't too far away. Geisley, though, are in fifth position at the moment. They're travelling to Atherton Coles, and a bit like Bradford Park Avenue, Atherton Coles have shown signs recently, but they've lost the last two matches after a promising result against Workington and Warrington Rylands.
Yeah, two tough games, wasn't it, against Lancaster and Matlock. And then you look with Atherton Coles now, they're the ones that are slightly different because they have got, I think they've got two games in hand on Basford. If they can, and again, it's a big, big shout to say this, and I'm probably oversimplifying it a bit, but if they were to take 6 points from them, they could potentially move just a point behind Basford. Being at home will work in their favour, as it normally does at this level. But it's not going to be easy. Geisley have obviously decent form in and around that playoffs. And again, I think it'll be the higher-ranked team that will win. I think Geisley will get the points. But another one with Atherton Coles where they've just got to get things going quickly.
And what about Worksop Town? Just 1 point outside the playoffs, currently sitting in sixth. Not been in great form, but they've, a good result against Whitby Town, but a defeat against Ilkeston and Gainsborough. Worksop this weekend will be travelling to Stafford Rangers. I mean, Stafford Rangers might be thinking to themselves, given the up and down nature of Worksop at the minute, they might have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, there will be a chance, but I think in the last couple of years, I've seen Worksop a few times playing teams, you know, from the northeast at sort of step four and step two. And every time I think that a club's got a chance of doing something, Worksop seem to pull something out of the bag. And I wouldn't be overly shocked if they did that again. this weekend. I mean, you look at the experience in that squad. For me, they are the ones that will force their way into the playoffs and be a real threat when those playoffs come at the end of the season. They've just got quality right the way throughout the side. They keep adding to the squad and bringing in more quality. I look at the experience in there, your Hamza Ben-Sharifs, your Terry Hawkridges, Jordan Burrows, you know, players that have been there and done it. And I think that's what will get them through games like this against Stafford.
Let's move on to the team currently sitting in eighth position. That's Whitby Town, 4 points outside the playoffs. They do have a game in hand. I'm almost tempted to say this is the MPL show hipster game of the weekend at the Turnbull Ground. Whitby Town taking on Lancaster City, just 2 points separating these two teams. We're not too sure about Lancaster after Chris Wilcox taking over, about how they'll set up. Safe to say, though, under Andy Teague and Simon Grand in temporary charge, Lancaster have got themselves in this position where they're 6 points outside the playoffs all of a sudden. It's a big opportunity, this one, for Lancaster, but Whitby have been pretty good all season long thus far.
Yeah, and that change at Lancaster just makes it a little bit unpredictable for Whitby. You know, as you said there, we don't know what they're going to face. We don't know what the mood's like. We don't know how they're going to set up Lancaster. So it's a real challenge for Whitby. But and I think I say this most times when I come on, but I just think the job that's been done at Whitby by Nathan Haslam, I think he's done so well to take them from where they were when he took over. You know, they've got the FA Cup first round. They produced some unbelievable results this season. He's gradually built that squad. You know, he's lost key players, but he's brought in players that have done so well for him. Yes, they've had a couple of defeats and they'll be hoping to obviously avoid a third one. But when you look at the fact they've gone to Rylands, they've gone to Worksop, and although no manager ever likes getting beat, they've only been beaten 1-0 in those games. They've, you know, kept themselves in the game and shown what quality they've got. I think Whitby will win this one, and I think they will just continue challenging for a playoff place right at the end of the season.
And speaking of challenging for the playoff spots, this next game, I think, is massive, actually. Morpeth Town taking on Ashton United. There's 3 points separating these two teams. Ashton United currently sitting the higher of the two in ninth position, 5 points outside the playoff positions. Ashton do have a game in hand over Morpeth Town and over some of the teams above them in the league table. But this is a big game, isn't it? Because Ashton United could get themselves a bit closer to the playoff line at 5 o'clock on Saturday, or Morpeth could drag them in, and with goal difference could actually overtake them in the league table. So big game.
Yeah, this is possibly the game I'm going to be at this weekend. I'm still waiting to find out, given the weather conditions up here. So this one's a really interesting one for me. I think Morpeth, as we were discussing before we started recording, have had a big blow with the recall of Will Jenkins. He's gone back to South Shields after what was a phenomenal loan spell with Morpeth. Will is someone I rate very highly. I know was very highly thought of at Morpeth on a season-long loan there. Well, sorry, it was a half-season loan that was extended to a full season, but he's now been recalled by South Shields. I mean, 29 appearances, 3 goals, 11 assists, just shows the impact he made. So he's going to be a big miss for them, and it'll be interesting to see how they recover from that. Again, I think Craig Lynch is maybe overseeing something of a different Morpeth side this season. They are a bit pacier. They've got bit more intensity about them, I would say. But this is a huge test against a very good Ashton United side. I think, again, these are two sides that will think if they can come out on top on Saturday, they'll have a bit of a squeaky getting in the playoffs. But for Morpeth, I think, yeah, being at home again, it is where the majority of their points come. So it'll be interesting to see if they can continue that.
Matlock Town against Gainsborough Trinity, that's 15th. Hosting 17th this weekend, 2 points separating the two teams.
Yeah, I think both teams are probably looking with a similar outlook in this game. You know, that if they can win, they're not really looking over their shoulders anymore. And when you look at what's above them as well, I mean, Ilkeston Town are in, 12th in the league. They're only sat 4 points ahead of Gainsborough. So if Gainsborough can get something this weekend at Matlock, it really drags everyone in above them. But I have to be honest, I think, looking at the bottom three the way it is, it's going to take something for them to catch teams above, apart from maybe Baseford. So I think you're probably looking at three from that bottom four, and everyone else is maybe looking at pushing up towards halfway in the table.
And finally, that takes us to Baseford, travelling to Ilkeston Town this week, and Ilkeston Town, they've eased their worries, moving up to 12th position. But Basford, 5 points above that relegation line, as we've mentioned. A win this weekend could see that go up to 8, potentially, which, you know, given the fact we're in, we're heading towards the back end of January now, would be pretty good, I'm going to say, for James Jepson. Tough game, though, this one. Tough one to predict as well, with these two near neighbours.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Ilkeston, what feels like an eternity ago now, but I think it was only last month or back end of November when they played Morpeth, up in Morpeth, and they were very, very good that day. They got beat, but they really had a lot of chances in the game. They had plenty of pace out wide. They had a lot of power up front. And really, it was a case of just Morpeth took their chances and Ilkeston didn't really take theirs. However, I do think they will win this one. I think Basford, they are still going to be nervously looking over their shoulders. But if they can get a win, if even a point would do, I think, given who the three teams below them are playing this this weekend, point may well be enough just to ramp up the pressure on the bottom three a little bit more. Yeah, but I think it will be an Ilkeston win.
Well, we wait and see. Just a reminder, there is a game on Tuesday as well. Whitby Town will be hosting Matlock Town. And these matches are all subject to the weather. Fingers crossed these games will be on this weekend. But do check social media channels before setting off to your game. And that goes for you as well, Mark. At time of recording, you're not sure where you're off to this weekend. It could be Morpeth Town against Ashton United. But the best place to know where you are, as well as your opinions on all things football in the northeast of England, how could people follow you?
Yeah, so on Twitter, it's @MarkCruthers_. Think I will be at Morpeth, but obviously still waiting to find out. The fact they have a 3G or 4G, whatever it's called these days. Yeah, the fact they have got a 4G pitch, we'll call it, probably tips it in their favour. So fingers crossed we'll get a full weekend of action, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark Carruthers, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Very good fixture preview this week. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again soon.
Will do. Look forward to it.
And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the MPL show. Just a reminder, we pre-record the show, so please do check social media channels before setting off to your game this weekend. And for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big thank you to James and a big thank you to all the managers who joined me early in the show too. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. You have a lovely weekend, wrap up warm, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.